Let's get Dennis on the line now. Mr. Maniloff, how are you this afternoon?
What's up, Glenn? Thanks for having me on.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Now, I know no problems for you. This is old hat. Not only that, your lovely partner, Denise, is a big sports mom anyway. So no issues for you on Mother's Day. You'll be watching both games happily, would be my guess.
Absolutely. Full sports plate ahead.
Full sports plate ahead. Very good. I do feel bad for the people who may have to negotiate a little bit their positions with the moms in their lives, the wives, the mothers, the mother-in-laws, the stepmoms, whatever the case may be. A happy Mother's Day to all of you, and hope that you don't mind that we'll be watching some of these games here. Well, Dennis, let's start this way. I've got a lot of prop bets and things to go through with you, but just first, your general impression, Cavs-Celtics, do we think this is going to be much more like the Indiana series, more so than the Toronto series? We probably don't think the Cavs have this totally figured out as of yet. It's probably not going to be a steamrolling to the finals there, Dennis.
I agree with you. I think it'll be much more like the Indiana series. Boston will acquit itself better than Toronto did. And, you know, I expect this to be long and drawn out and, you know, contentious, physical, all that stuff. I think Boston is, you know, wrapped comfortably in that underdog, you know, nobody gives us a chance card that they love to play because Kyrie and Hayward aren't there. So they'll feed off that. They have home court. So I think it's a long drawn out series.
Do you think that even though this is going to be very different than Toronto, I think we all kind of understand that. Do you think that the momentum that the supporting cast around LeBron James, you know, gathered in that series against Toronto, do you think that carries over? It won't be just LeBron kind of doing it all on his own as he had to do against Indiana. Do you think there's going to be at least some carryover for the supporting cast from the Toronto series?
You certainly hope so. You certainly hope that it wasn't you know, it wasn't strictly related to matchups, the difference in matchups between Cavs Pacers and Cavs Raptors. You hope certain guys, specifically Kevin Love, you know, have figured it out to the point where they can be consistent players as a sidekick or as a, you know, a James gang, if you will. I don't know if that's true 100%, though, because I think Boston presents that physicality and that defensive-minded team problem to the Cavs that Indiana did, whereas Toronto was easier to solve defensively. You were able to get your shots easier. So the Cavs are going to have to figure out how to score against a defensive team, a gritty, grimy defensive team. And so, you know, that's even more important, I think, than saying, well, guys had good series in Toronto. It'll definitely carry over.
All right, Dennis, I want to go back to a tweet, from you just about a week ago. It's about Ty Lue. All right. Ty Lue as an NBA head coach, 128-77 in the regular season, 37-13 in the playoffs, 9-1 in playoff series, including one title. LeBron constantly talks about good game plans, but Lou can't coach. Okay, got it. Now, you may be one of the only people in Cleveland defending Ty Lue. He's going up against the genius, right? Brad Stevens. People from Boston are telling me Brad Stevens is the second coming of Bill Belichick. He's the basketball version of Bill Belichick. But you think this is not a lopsided coaching matchup. Am I representing you correctly?
That's correct. And, you know, I followed up the tweet with a video, a sarcastic video on Cleveland.com where I said that the mismatch was so glaring it might be impossible to overcome because Brad Stevens is a guaranteed Hall of Famer. He's a superstar coach. He hasn't been in the finals yet, but he will. And when he does, he's going to win rings after rings after rings. He's going to win a boatload of them. He's a genius. Meanwhile, there's the hapless, you know, Ty Lue over there on the Cleveland side. He doesn't do anything but watch. He can't coach. All he's done in the playoffs is, as you say, you know, 37-13 in playoff games and 9-1 in playoff series. He's won a title all in a 3-year span. I did that video because I got so much crap on both Twitter and Facebook in reaction to simply trying to defend. And not even defend. I'm just throwing facts out there. That's all I did. I mean, I wasn't trying to say, oh, you know, you people who don't like Ty Lue, you know, I got to defend him. No, I just said, here's the facts pertaining to him. And I get blowback, like, oh, those numbers don't mean anything, and da-da-da-da-da, it's all LeBron. Okay, I get it. There's no question Ty Lue has benefited from LeBron James. Yes, he'd be the first guy to say that. Just like Phil Jackson benefited from Jordan and Kobe and Shaq, you know, and the great Greg Popovich benefited from Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker. You name me a great NBA head coach who didn't benefit from stars. Now you say to me, oh, how can you compare Ty Lue to Phil Jackson? No, it's not that. I'm comparing the fact that Ty Lue has a star, and so do other accomplished coaches. Nobody ever says anything about the other accomplished coaches benefiting from stars, but Ty Lue's always diminished because he has LeBron. I just look at results, Glenn. That's all I do. Give me results. What are the results next to Tyronn Lue's name? 37-13 in playoff games. 74% winning percentage. I guess that's not good enough. You know, 9-1 in playoff series. The only playoff series he's lost in his career was to that really awful Golden State team of 2017. That Golden State team that couldn't beat anybody. Yeah, okay. Golden State, one of the best. That was one of the best NBA finalists ever, and he lost to them. That's his only series loss. So I don't understand this constant. You know what's going to happen? Cavs lose today. Oh, Ty Lue's rotations are the problem. You know, I mean, please.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Understanding that you know, you're a reporter, you're a writer, you're very good at what you do. I'm kind of a talk show host. I'm a fan. Everybody listening, we're fans. So we don't know, you know, we don't know the intricacies of what goes into a lot of these coaching staffs, these game plans or whatever. They're secret for a reason. You know, they don't want them getting out. But let me ask you this. Do you think Brad Stevens, point blank, do you think Brad Stevens is a better coach than Ty Lue? Or do you think they're on kind of equal footing? Or do we know at this point?
You got to do this to me, don't you? I just got done fending off all these people screaming at me. How dare you compare? Listen, I'm just going to say this, but I'm going to dodge you on this one.
Of course.
I just want you to behold the greatness of Brad Stevens' out-of-bounds plays on timeout. Nobody on this planet has ever drawn up better out-of-bounds plays out of timeouts than Brad Stevens. I mean, these things, they should have their own YouTube channel. They're so good. Nobody can defend them. They're incredible. So, I mean, you know, and here's the thing. All right, in a more serious note here, to try to answer your question, I am not trying to dog Brad Stevens himself. He is a good coach. Yes, I totally agree that. That's 100% on the level, non-sarcastic. He's a good coach. All I'm saying is about Brad Stevens, I'm not crowning him until he does some serious work in the postseason. Granting that he hasn't had the tools and he's got injuries and all that, so how can you expect him to deliver it? Fine, but I'm not going to crown him until he's won some titles, all right, or at least gotten to the NBA Finals. On the flip side, I'm not going to dog Ty Lue when his postseason record is 37-13 and his postseason series record is 9-1. That's the way I would prefer to answer your question.
Fair enough. Talking to Dennis Manilov, sports writer with the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, you ready to play my Vegas prop game that I came up with here, Dennis?
Do I need to be afraid?
No, it's for entertainment purposes only, of course. And we'll match your answers with Twitter, because, you know, everybody puts up Twitter polls these days, and that's what I did. All right, so first up, will LeBron James record a triple-double today, Dennis Manilow, yes or no?
Yes.
70% of Twitter agrees with Dennis Manilow. All right, will Kevin Love record a double-double today, Dennis Manilow?
No.
All right, 25% of Twitter also says no. Cavs fans before the game, very positive on Twitter. We'll see what happens around 4:30, 5 o'clock. But 75% of respondents on Twitter saying yes, Kevin Love will record a double-double. How about this one? Over, under, rebounds for Tristan Thompson. Over or under 5.5, Dennis Manilow?
Under.
Under 5.5, 34% of Twitter agrees there. This is an interesting one. Combined three-pointers for J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver. Just those two, not team three-pointers. Combined three-pointers for J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver, over or under 7.5?
Under.
Under 7.5, 33% of Twitter agrees.
You can see where I'm going with this game.
I can. I can. How about this one for graduation guy, George Hill, over or under 10 points? You can push on this one as well, Dennis. Over, under 10 points, George Hill.
Push.
Push. Exactly 10 points. Here's an interesting one. Minutes for Rodney Hood. Over or under 5 minutes for Rodney Hood, Dennis Manilow?
I'm going to say over.
Over 5 minutes for Rodney Hood, 40%.
Again, you know where I'm going with this game. I don't like their chances today.
Agrees.
Just today.
And I think I know the answer to this one as well, based on our previous conversation. References on the broadcast, the national broadcast, references to Brad Stevens being a genius or a variation of, over or under 9.5 references to him being a genius, Dennis Manilow.
Way over. There will be over 9.5 references just to the out of bounds plays alone.
Something to watch for on the broadcast today. And finally, Dennis Manilow. Now you can't, your household is part of it, but look at the whole greater Cleveland area. Percentage of moms actually happy that the Cavs game is on Mother's Day. Over 20% or under 20% happy that the Cavs game is on?
I don't get the thread there, but I'll say over.
Over 20% of moms actually happy that the Cavs game is on Mother's Day. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for the time. We'll be listening carefully to all the references of Brad Stevens being the second coming of Bill Belichick, Red Auerbach, pick your favorite coach, whatever. But you are saying a Celtics victory today. What do you say for the series overall?
The Cavs. I'll say the Cavs in seven. I think that each team is going to win on its own court up until game seven.
And interesting.
And then LeBron will turn it on. But we're going to have to endure, you know, how wonderful, Stevens is for six-plus games.
All right, Dennis. Sounds good. That'll be interesting if it plays out that way. Home team wins every game except for game seven. That would certainly be very interesting. Dennis Manilow, thanks for the time. We'll check you out on Cleveland.com.
Thanks, bud.
Dennis Manilow joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.